Is this the general?
Hey, General. Hey, Ron. Norm Seip. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you so much for being with us.
It's a privilege. Thank you.
Great. Now, you're a retired general, I understand.
I am. I served 35 years. I retired about coming up on 3 years now.
And what branch of the military did you serve, sir?
United States Air Force.
All right. Well, congratulations and thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your support.
Most people, when they think of the military, they think that they would definitely be for things like oil and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know why they do, but they always think that they do. The military is usually painted as a very conservative branch, very Republican, very staunch, very oil, very spend. But that's not true across the board necessarily, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, I think at the end of the day, our members of our military are concerned about our national security, and energy security is part of that equation.
Okay. Now, you're saying, as I understand it, that I believe that the military is the largest faction in this country of expenditure of oil and fossil fuels.
Absolutely. We are the largest users, in our country. To the tune of about $17 billion a year on oil and gas. The Air Force alone is the biggest user within the Department of Defense, and one of our issues is the fact that we're so tied to fossil fuels that the fluctuation in prices that we can't control or, you know, kill us with our budgets. An increase of $10 in a barrel of oil is a $1.3 billion bill to the Department of Defense and $800 million to the Air Force alone. And that money to pay that that type of bill, you know, comes from our training, from our readiness, from our programs to support our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, as well as their families.
There are other countries that actually, from a military standpoint, have, I wouldn't say crumbled, but have become less efficient, like Russia, for example, used to be a huge military presence, literally can't afford to be.
Right. I mean, there's a cost to doing business in this world today, as we know, and we as a military don't want to be tied to one single source of energy, and that's why the Department of Defense and the services have set out on a fairly aggressive program of looking at biofuels, alternative fuels, renewable energy, so that we can have numerous sources of energy and wean ourselves off of fossil fuels.
From a political standpoint, and you know this question is going to be asked, how could that be allowed? In other words, if the military is the largest end user of fossil fuels, why would they not fall prey to the oil and fossil fuel company and developers who know that the military is their largest client? How could they ever let that not be the case?
Well, that's in fact what's trying to occur in the Senate and the House with folks that are proposing measures that would basically cut the Department of Defense's biofuels program by $70 million, and prevent us from purchasing biofuels until they're cheaper than fossil fuels. So, you know, that's going to take a while to happen to get biofuels down to the price of fossil fuels. So, you know, we're in this conundrum as far as we wanting to look for other sources, and groups within the Senate and the Congress there that want to prevent us.
But if biofuels at this point are more expensive than fossil fuels, then that budget argument doesn't work just yet.
Well, the budget argument may not work, but we are a market mover. The military has our market maker. The military has proven that time and time again with emerging technologies. And we're not, you know, we realize this is a battle. This is a long war. But if we don't embark on it, you know, we're going to have this same type of discussion that we've had literally for 50 years when we had our first energy or gasoline spikes back in the 70s.
But would it indeed be out of the budget realm to go fossil fuel because of it is more expensive at this point?
Well, it will be years and years before we would ever be able to take ourselves completely out of the fossil fuel picture there.
Right.
But again, we need biofuels and other alternative fuels to have an opportunity to prove themselves in the market. Some will fail, some will succeed, just as, we didn't wake up one day with the complete oil and coal industry in place. We need to, you know, provide an even playing field with the clean energy industries out there and allow them to like everything else, compete in the market.
Yeah. Well, not to get real political, but you and I probably know that the reason that fossil fuel might be less expensive than biofuel is because that's the way it's set up to be. In other words, biofuel development doesn't really have to be that expensive. It's that the developing companies don't want to make the switch over, so they're not making it viable. It could be less expensive right now, possibly.
Oh, yeah, we don't disagree with you. I think what we're asking for is an even playing field out there. Just as we helped the oil and gas industry grow over time with and coal with incentives and with monies, we need to do the same thing, I think, as a country for, again, the clean energy technologies out there. And, again, the ones that prosper, survive, the ones that don't, just like anything else, fall by the wayside.
Oh, there are solar companies that are going bankrupt, going out of business, and like you say, that's okay, that's perfectly natural.
Right, but Massachusetts is doing a great job with Agrivida, Viridium, Mascoma,
yeah.
Working the cellulosic biofuels, which is, you know, new jobs, new industry, and that's good for Massachusetts and certainly good in the way of energy security. One of the things that we as a military, you know, we don't, you know, look at this necessarily about saving polar bears or being green. It's about really saving money and saving lives. And the fact of the matter is, you know, over the years that we've been in Afghanistan and Iraq, you know, every 24 fuel convoys, we ended up losing either or severely injuring a soldier, sailor, marine, or airman that were protecting those convoys. So there's a cost in lives. Every day we send $1 billion overseas to pay for fossil fuels, and it ends up in countries that don't have our best interests in mind. And I would tell you, I would submit to you that many of the decisions we make are not necessarily sometimes in our country's best interest, but are in oil interests. So again, we want to basically expand the market out there as far as energy, and because we also realize that energy security, national security, the economy and the environment are all intertwined. The decision making one is going to have an impact on the others.
Well, if you're going to, if your economic success is going to be dependent on some other country's development of oil, then this country's in trouble. You can't live in somebody else's production line. It's just it's foolish. So I understand that as well. I assume that there are a lot of people in the military, however, that want to stay with the fossil fuels, and that you're. You know, you're not speaking for the entire military. I think what you're doing is you're asking for the country and the citizens who know that this can't go on forever with fossil fuels, who have to breathe in that stuff, have to put some pressure on their government and their representatives to go more biofuel way.
I agree, and you're right. Not everyone in the military supports, you know, what I'm advocating, but there's certainly a good number of us out there that have grown in the military, seen what our dependence on fossil fuel has done in the way of money and lives and decision-making there. And, you know, the time is right. You've got to start the journey sometime, and this is the great time to start that journey, one step at a time as far as, you know, supporting those efforts by those companies out there, both in Massachusetts and around the world there. And, you know, I won't call it a plug, but, you know, the environmental entrepreneurs and others out there, you know, again, realize that, again, this is about the environment, this is about national security, this is about our economy, and this is about our future.
Well, it's very true. You know, we know that when the economy's been weird, that it's taken some industrial revolution to last for decades, which happened during the quote-unquote industrial revolution. It happened with the Internet. It changed everything.
Absolutely.
It boosted the economy for well over a decade. And now the biofuel industry, we can lead this worldwide in that technology and product development. That could be our next industrial revolution because everybody can use it and everybody needs it. And I agree with you. We're just kind of missing the opportunity. It's right in front of us, and yet we're not utilizing it.
Ron, amen. I mean, we invented some of the best technology as it pertains to wind power. The best wind power type of products now are being made in Germany and Brazil.
Yeah.
We were the leaders in batteries. The best batteries now are being made in China. we need to take those things back, build upon that those industries and technologies, and grow this economy by creating the jobs here in the United States. And again, it has that ripple effect. It impacts energy security, it impacts national security, and it makes the environment a much safer place to live and operate in.
Well, the frightening and moving power here is the fact the military is the largest user of those fuels, and that needs to change. And you're right, that is a trendsetter. That is how a lot of our industries bank on the military as being their largest customer, which is fine. What can the citizen who's listening to this program do individually to help affect this?
I know it sounds like old school, but I think it's the old standard letter writing, phone calling, letting our representatives know that, as we approach our country's Independence Day, that we ought to support DOD's efforts to make us energy independent by asking Congress to support and endorse DOD's investments in biofuels and other alternative renewable energies. At the end of the day, it's a matter of national security, and that's what allows our country to be safe and secure.
Is there a website where they can get more information, more detail?
There certainly is. There's Environmental Entrepreneurs, and I believe that's www.environmentalentrepreneurs.org. You can look at the Operation Free. It's an organization or a nonprofit of over 400 vets that support energy independence. You can look at the American Security Project. Again, an organization that is nonprofit, bipartisan, that supports energy security. And so there's lots of places out there that talk about energy security, the importance of it to our national security, and the importance of it to our environment, and certainly to our economy.
Yeah. General, how do you feel in this country when fossil fuel power plants are still being constructed all over the nation? Is that a step backward?
Well, some of those were put in planning stages 10 years ago, so, we're going to march through those, but I think we ought to always continue to focus on the future. And at the same time, the ones that are coming into place there, how do we make them more efficient, less harmful to the environment, as we look toward the future as far as ways of better taking care of our environment as well as, keeping our country energy secure.
Well, what part of the country do you reside in?
Well, I'm living here in Washington, D.C. I'm born and raised in New Jersey, so I'm an East Coast kind of guy.
What town in New Jersey? I'm from Teaneck.
I'm right out of New Brunswick.
Oh, okay, a little further down.
Yes, sir.
All right, pleasure to speak to you. One more time, those websites, please.
Look up or Google up the Environmental Entrepreneurs, Google up the Truman National Security Project, Google up Operation Free, Google up the American Security Project. You'll find some great information about efforts by business, military, and others that are trying to make our country more safe and secure.
And contact your local state rep and also your United States rep, and tell them that the fossil fuels are not to go any further, and the biofuels are to be the present and the future, and to direct all programs in that regard. And mention the military for that changeover as well, as that is the leader usually in our country. Thank you so much for your time, General.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for allowing me to be on and talk this important issue.